It's Audiomo Day 15. So I just found out a little while ago today that Betty Webb, who's one of the veterans from Bletchley Park, has been awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. So I've just spoken to her a few minutes ago on the phone, and she's absolutely over the moon, bless her. So I'm seeing her in a couple of days anyway at Bletchley, so we're going to interview her then about it. But yes, so as it reads, Mrs. Charlotte Elizabeth Webb, known to us as Betty, volunteer for services to remembering and promoting the work of Bletchley Park. And to be honest, that's what Betty did. Like all of our veterans, she didn't speak about The Secret, even when it first came out in 1974. She still didn't speak about it. And as she said in interviews, for many years she felt strange about talking about it. So it wasn't really until sort of the mid-2000s, about 2003, 2005, something like that, I think Betty said to me, that she finally sort of started talking about what she'd done in public. And since then, she's been amazing. I mean, she's been on countless TV programmes. She's given over 100 talks, quite often to schools. She gives a lot of talks to schools because her big thing is telling the younger generation about what happened. You know, she wants them to know what happened and remember. And she's just brilliant. She's an absolute star. I've been lucky enough, and we podcast, to interview Betty a number of times, and she's always brilliant. She's always got something amazing to say. She's, you know, if we just want a vox pop from her about something, she's straight in there. She knows what to say. And this is a lady who, I'm sure, wouldn't mind me saying, was 93 a couple of weeks ago. But I always call her Betty Webb, the young lady, and she likes that. So I thought I'd just share a couple of little clips that we've recorded over the last couple of years. You'll hear Betty being interviewed at a launch for the McAfee exhibit that was at Bletchley Park, and a little bit of outtakes afterwards, me getting Betty a cup of tea and then being caught recording her, because I always keep my recorder on when Betty's around, and she always chastises me in a friendly way, bless her. But I'm going to start with the day I got to take Betty into Hut 3 after it had been renovated last year, which I was very, very honoured to do.
Bear in mind that I wasn't ever working in a hut. I am still very impressed by the way that they've been renovated, because the atmosphere is there and the sense of the very difficult working conditions.
And I guess it's the same sort of furniture and things like that,
absolutely,
that you would have had where you were.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Tables and chairs, yes, all very basic.
You wouldn't have been allowed in one of the huts if you didn't
work in it. No, I wasn't, and that was the maddening thing. I had a friend who worked in here. She was a wren, and I used to wait for her here outside lunchtime, and I was not allowed in, come hell or high water, especially high water. So that's really, you know, it's not very helpful, because I didn't ever work in a hut. I worked in Block F, which is now demolished.
Yes.
And the rest of my time was in the mansion.
What did you think of Block C?
Fantastic.
It is brilliant, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Fantastic.
Do you like the way that you come through the carriage doors of a train as if you're arriving?
It is. It's brilliant. I think it's beginning to rain. Shall we shelter?
Yes.
I don't want to have to get my plastic hood out, because I hate them, but I don't want to get my hood out.
One of the rooms and shut. It may not be much, but it's certainly raining a bit.
Now, I mean, just imagine working in here. It would have been very depressing working in here, wouldn't it?
Very low light levels, yes.
I think you probably did better than your friend, Betty, working in the mansion.
Oh, I did. I mean, it was jammy for me. Absolutely wonderful. The only thing was that we had open wood fires and they had central heating here, but we didn't. And very often in the middle of the night the fire would go out and it wouldn't be relit. Oh yes, these awful chairs. Oh, the light's terrible, isn't it? For working in them.
Was
it this dark in Block F?
No, it wasn't, because that was purpose-built quite late on.
Was it all fluorescent lights then?
Or? Yes, the strip lights, yes. No, that was much more comfortable than these huts. Mm.
And what was the best to work in? Was it the mansion, was it Block F, or was it the Pentagon?
Well, without being disloyal to my country, the Pentagon. I mean, obviously, it was much more modern.
It was literally being built, wasn't it? Or
just just finished. It had been up a few months, I think.
Yeah. You were one of the first people in there?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think it was pretty well established by the time I got. I didn't go till 45, you see.
I think they probably got it up and running, ready for you.
Me and 32,000 other people.
I'm honoured to be on stage here with the marvellous Betty Webb, one of the original female cyber defenders. How did you come to be here working at Bletchley Park?
Well, I've been trying to find out ever since. 73 years on, and people still ask me this question, and I honestly do not know why I was selected, except possibly because I'm bilingual. I think they probably thought I was good enough to come to Bletchley and do some translating, but in fact I didn't in the end. I did other things, but to answer your question, I think that is probably why I was selected. But none of us really knew, apart from senior people, of course. I'd done my training in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, and then it was a question of whether you want to be a gunner or a cook, and I said I didn't know, and the next thing I knew I was being interviewed in London and given a railway warrant to come to Bletchley, about which I had never heard, and I certainly didn't know what was going on behind the wire fence.
When we spoke the other day, you mentioned part of the recruitment process you thought may have something to do with being able to do the telegraph crossword very quickly.
Well, I didn't actually do that, but I understand that some people were invited to do that. I think they had to do it in 12 minutes, and if they did, they were then interviewed as being possible codebreakers.
Fabulous. So what was life like here when you were at Bletchley?
Well, it was very mixed in that we had a fairly strict work schedule, a shift system which was either from 8 till 4, or 4 to midnight, or midnight to 8, so that one was physically quite tired at the end of the session. We did have a day off occasionally, if duties allowed. But that side of it, of course, was fairly exacting, and also we didn't know, as a junior person, and I was very junior, I had no idea what was going on in the next room, never mind the rest of the park. But we had a very good social life as well. Sport was laid on, and we had a choir run by a professional musician. We had a madrigal society, not so professional, but great fun. And we had the drama group, who managed to put on a play about every 3 months. So looking at the whole picture, recreation was good, work was hard, but it was a balanced life.
And you really didn't know sort of what else was going on here?
No, yeah. As I said, as a junior person, I had no idea. I know a bit more now because I've done a bit of research and I put the picture together. But at the time, I had no idea of its importance.
So looking back, 75% of the people that worked here were women.
Yes.
Do you think that women are involved in technology enough these days?
Oh, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a bit frightened of it, actually. But I do try and tell people that these posts are available and wanted. And when I talk to schools, as I do, I'm doing much more now, I always mention that there is this need for more women to go in for cybersecurity matters.
Certainly, I've always felt that, you know, the right person should do the right job, no matter whether or not they're male or female.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we were here, we were told that women couldn't be code breakers, but that was proved to be quite wrong.
Very much so. So how have you seen the technology industry change over the years?
Well, bearing in mind I've been on this planet rather longer than you have, I see great changes because I was brought up in the country and we were one of the first people to have a telephone. Communication was on foot usually. So that all these developments are quite amazing to me. And I also see the great need for children to be involved. And indeed they are. The schools are much more awake now. I spoke to two schools last week, and the interest by 14, 16-year-olds is becoming much better.
So how do you think we can get more women involved in the technology industry today?
Well, it's got to be by education, obviously, and I think perhaps they ought to come to Bletchley Park.
They absolutely should, and come and see the cybersecurity exhibition.
Absolutely, yes, yes. No, well, I mean, it's like anything else. If they only imagine what it's like, they get the wrong picture. So they must come. But unfortunately, for some of the schools, I was talking to some in Worcester recently who are trying to get a slot to come and see Bletchley, and they're told that we're fully booked until September next year, which is wonderful. But it does mean that the children have to wait.
Betty, it's been marvellous talking to you. Thank you very much for your contribution here at Bletchley.
So
I'm very, very, very honoured to be here on stage with you. Thank you.
Oh, this is brilliant. I carried it. I'm the one who spilt it in the saucer as well.
Never mind, doesn't matter. I'm out tomorrow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you worked as a staff, you say, when you were here.
I wasn't in the house. She's held it against you.
It's,
you're up to it again, aren't you?
He is. He's trying to grab it before you go.
I'm trying to just quickly...